Mr. Squiggle, 1958, Rocket, about 1975, and Blackboard, 1959. These three characters are displayed together in a single showcase, with Mr. Squiggle positioned between Blackboard at left and Rocket at right, but they will be described individually. Mr. Squiggle is a puppet of a little elf-like man with orange skin, blue hair, and a large pencil for a nose. He's 125 centimetres tall but gives an impression of elongated lankiness because he has a long, skinny neck and a very tall and thin green hat which tapers to a point at the tip. It's striped with black like his green sleeves and green leggings, over which he wears a bright yellow smock with a red bow tie. He's also wearing white gloves and yellow shoes which curl up at their toes like elfin footwear. Mr. Squiggle has rosy, freckled cheeks and big black eyes with green eyelids and raised eyebrows that give him a permanently surprised expression. His mouth is a thin red line beneath his prominent pencil nose, which has a black oil pastel tip in place of lead. He's suspended from a host of fine nylon strings which were used to control the movements of all the parts of his body. Object label. Direct from 93 Crater Crescent, the Moon, Mr. Squiggle first landed on Australian television on the 1st of July 1959. He was a polite, gentle and imaginative character, but was easily distracted and a bit of a scatterbrain, a bit like his creator. Norman said he wanted to create a puppet that could draw and which he could hide behind. It was an experiment that worked. Blackboard is a rectangular puppet with two skinny legs at the bottom and nylon strings attached at the top. At 72 centimetres tall, he's a little shorter than Mr. Squiggle and Rocket, with whom he's standing. As his name implies, he's a blackboard, but with a blue frame, and a large grumpy-looking face drawn on as if in white chalk. One of his black eyes is shut, and the other open, not so much like a wink, but more like he's taking a grudging peep at us. His white downturned mouth is actually a flap that opens outwards and has a string attached to facilitate this. Beneath his mouth are two protruding pegs like nails. His bowed black legs have little feet planted wide apart, wearing orange shoes with white pom-poms on top. It's a quirky little touch for a character that looks so glum. Object label. Blackboard was Mr. Squiggle's trusty but very impatient easel. He would get very grumpy when Squiggle got distracted, regularly telling him to hurry up. It's a phrase that has entered the Australian lexicon, and Blackboard's gruff tone can often be heard among queuing Australians everywhere. Norman had to construct Blackboard quickly, and only had time to give him one blinking eye before the first episode aired. That was how Blackboard stayed. Rocket is an aluminium puppet that's a little taller than Mr. Squiggle. His silver, torpedo-shaped body is standing on four vertical fins and tapers at the top towards a black metal rod and two lengths of black rubber tubing that connect him to the controller above, along with several nylon strings from which Rocket is suspended. His metal body has a peephole in the tapering top and is patched in several places with black tape and with plastic squares of green and yellow. A black rubbery coil spirals down one side of Rocket's body, along with green and cream-coloured tubes, and there's a steam whistle affixed to the side of his tapering top. Dangling just beside the fins at his base is a black felt umbrella with a yellow handle. He somehow looks both sturdy and haphazard at the same time. Object label. Rocket was one of Mr. Squiggle's most dependable friends, safely flying him to Earth and home to the moon each episode. It was often a bumpy ride. This aluminium rocket is much sturdier than the original, displayed at the exhibition entrance, built to withstand its many launches and landings. It is the one most Australians remember, shooting up to the moon trailing a puff of smoke, an effect created by Norman blowing corn flour down a rubber tube.